Greetings, leaders. This is Tony Williams, and welcome to CELDI, Summit Evergreen, Leader Development Insights. Thank you so much for tuning in. Our message for today, be thankful, a season of gratitude. The best day in our life and career journey is when we are thankful. One of the most significant contributors to our success today is a heart of gratitude and giving thanks for victories on our journey. Today, I spoke with a leader who expressed gratitude for health, healing, happiness, and wholeness. This truly is a season of gratitude. Expressing our appreciation builds confidence in ourselves and others for today. Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you are doing, states 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 11. What are the three events, people, or circumstances in which you can express gratitude? Here are three that I will share with you. Sharing multiplies the impact of the things you are grateful for. 1. I am grateful for the opportunity to encourage others by my account of miracles of God on my life and career journey. 2. I am grateful to hear of the miracles of God in other leaders' lives and careers. 3. I am grateful for the mind to remember and the foresight to record the accounts for future use. Someone asked me today to share a story. I shared this account of a woman in the intensive care unit. The doctor pronounced that death was imminent unless she received a heart and lung transplant. I recall following the example of a great leader from ancient times who shared his experience in a memoir. I cried out to God for help. I cried out to God to hear me. Psalm 77, verse 1. I did that. And God miraculously healed the woman and restored her health. He healed her heart and lungs. The miracle occurred over 20 years ago, on September 18, 2001. The woman is my wife. Today, a young leader hears the gratitude expressed by my wife and me. He believes God can do the same for him. His trust in God grows with every account of seemingly impossible events that became victories in the lives and careers of leaders before him. One great leader shares this insight. I will remember the deeds of the Lord. Yes, I will remember your miracles of long ago. I will meditate on all your works and consider all your mighty deeds, states Psalm 77, verses 11 through 12. Practice expressing gratitude every day. You build your confidence for today and encourage others on your life and career journey. Then, when facing seemingly impossible situations, we will know what to do. Then they ask, "How did you accomplish so much?" Our answer comes as we express gratitude. Lord, you will grant us peace. All we have accomplished is really from you. Isaiah 26, verse 12. So, my friends, let's give thanks. God speaks these words to us. Giving thanks is the sacrifice that honors me, and I will surely save all who obey me. Psalm 50, verse 23. Let this be us, my friends. And until the next time, victory, victory, victory. Thank you very much.